This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continues attacks across Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants across Gaza, including in parts of the devastated north that the military said it had cleared months ago. Neighboring Egypt has issued its strongest objection yet to Israel's growing offensive on the southern city of Rafah, saying it intends to formally join South Africa's case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. Rafah is viewed as the last refuge in Gaza for more than a million civilians, as well as Hamas's last stronghold. Israel says it must invade to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages taken in the October 7 attack that sparked the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Some of the most intense fighting for weeks is raging in both the north and south. Israeli operations in Rafah, which borders Egypt, have closed a main crossing point for aid. Humanitarian groups say this has worsened an already dire situation. Hundreds of thousands of people are fleeing again. Around half of Gaza's population took sanctuary there after Israel ordered evacuations from northern Gaza in October. The United States on Monday has discussed with Israel an incident of protesters blocking aid trucks headed for Gaza. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel said on Monday,
"It is our strong view that aid cannot and must not be interfered with. We have raised this incident with the government of Israel, and we expect them to take appropriate action."
Israeli protesters blocked aid trucks headed for Gaza on Monday, throwing food packages on the road.